Okay, so Lakod, the Hilula, the Rashbi, let's talk a little bit about the dagger of Rosh Hashanah Yochai as it comes in the context of what we're learning lately. So before I start with the actual, this is going to be the Litvisha version of the Rashbi. This is being mocked in there. So there's a Chasam Sofer, you know it?
Thing with the Tzfas, the Meiron versus
Yeah, yes, but I'm not getting all that part right. And the Sefer says that it doesn't understand the whole entire Indian of the Lulav Rashbi, and where that becomes a Tzach. And I don't understand the whole Minhagim and burning stuff and fires. I don't understand. Lamaisa, at the end, he says there is a Shtickl Simcha because it was Yared the Mun. I saw the month started. They had matzah with them for 30 days. They left Tezvav, and the matzah lasted 30 days. The month started falling on Lag B'Omer. Yud Zayin B'Iyar. So Memela, the Shtickl Simcha, because the month started falling. I want to understand if we could connect the month starting to fall with the Dargah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So, it's Yadua that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai argued with Rabbi Shmuel on the Gemara Brachos. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that Rabbi Shmuel says that a person is supposed to learn as much as they can, but they're also supposed to be Isaac in Parnassah. And as long as you are, so you're Isaac in Parnassah, you're Isaac in Parnassah. And after and the time that you have left, you learn. Shimon Bar Yochai says, "Efshar Adam Koytz b'shas Ksirah v'Zayim b'shas Mira v'Chayish b'shas Chayisha Torah Matiya Aleh Ella Kam Bizman Shoyisim Nitzan Neshamakim Kam Bizman Shein Nitzan Neshamakim Bizman Shoyisim Nitzan Neshamakim Mai Lachtanasis." That means that the Gemara is saying, now, according to Shimon Bar Yochai, a person is not supposed to work. A person is not supposed to Isaac Parnasa. If he's doing the right thing, then Malachtam Nasa De'achir, and he will be able to concentrate on his learning, and he will not have to be Isaac in Parnasa whatsoever. And this is a Machlokes, famously the Gemara of Yerushalayim. No, Harvey also Kavshmil, Harvey also Kavshim by Yochai, will also be Yadam, Zaktavil Nagain, and Rechaim Lozner. They're both Medayik the Gemara. The Chafetz Chaim actually brings it down in the Bir Halacha that Harvey also, it's not a way of life for the Rabbim, but there are those Yechidim that can elevate themselves to the Dargah of Shimon Bar Yochai and be Shakua and learning without being Isaac in the Parnassah at all. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his shita was that the way that a person, the way a person is supposed to be Isaac in this world is completely divorced from Olam Hazeh. The person, Hashem will provide everything, all his gashmis needs. And he is permitted to raise himself above the needs of this world and be shakur completely and learn. Ad kedei kach, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lasted 12 years in the cave, and this is a kiyum of his shita. Now, by the way, you do learn from that story that yes, malachtam nasa de'achem, and you won't die, but it doesn't mean you're not going to live your luxurious lifestyle with your 17 different types of cheesecake. You're gonna get water, you're gonna get some carob, and you'll live in sand or whatever. You could live. That's the haftacha. Hashem will take care of you. He still does that. But Akoponim,
well, not necessarily because you're gonna graduate from Pesach and not Sirosh and Zerah, it's already have a lot more than
right.
Mayan and Kuz.
Okay, that's true. But this is the dargah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now, we said already, Harbe also Kirshmol, but the Rambam says that the person is permitted, Al Shevet Levi, to elevate themselves and be from those people that will rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to support them. Okay? Now, what's the language of the Rambam? So let's bring up the language of the Rambam in the end of the Luchas of Shemitah V'Yovel. Zach the Rambam. Here. Beautiful Rambam. Let's bring it up on the screen. Any Yid, I'll bring up English as well. Any Yid, Asher Nadva Ruchay Oisai, that, and Diva Salef, Behevinoi Midot Madoi, Libodol, and his spirit, I guess, elevated him to separate Lam with the Hashem Lasharsoi, Ula Avdoi, Lidea as Hashem, Beholoch Yashar, he went straight, Kvosha so well came the same way Hashem made him. And he took off his neck. Oil ha-cheshboina isarabim. The oil of the cheshboina isarabim asher bikshu ben adam. Hariz in the skadish kodesh kodoshim via Hashem chelkai. Hashem will take care of him. But the Rambam has the lashon of halach yashar v'shasau elokim. Mashman the Rambam. And this is really the way the man was created. Man was created to be this way. So you could say, well, he was in Gan Eden. Yeah, fine, he was in Gan Eden, but then he sinned. It's not a riot. That's a riot that he was one time that way, but not anymore. But it sounds like the Rambam is saying, right, that the Ikar Tzuras Adam, right, the Ikar Tzuras Adam is to do this, is Libodel, and to spend all his time in Avodas Hashem. So I heard one time from Yerucha Molshin, that Yerucha Molshin said, that's Pshat in the Piyut that we say on. So it says over there, one of the lines it says, Nase Adam, Nemra Avurecha. You know that line? Nase Adam, Nemra Avurecha. So what does it mean, Nase Adam, Nemra Avurecha? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made it, that you made Rishon Bar Yochai was the person about whom you said Nase Adam. So what does that mean? So according to Ram, that's what it means. It means that he's the man, he was made Yashar Kamo Shasao Elokim. He was made the way Hashem wanted. He was made the way Hashem wanted people to be made. He was made, he lived up to the true potential of mankind. So Rishon Bar Yochai was able to be Shakua in his Torah and Lafuke the Gashmias. That's the Chiddush. It was Lafuke the Gashmias completely, and he was able to lift himself up to be at that level. Now, in the Sefer Malos HaTorah, Rishon Bar Yochai brings down that the Darga of the Mon was that Darga. The Dor HaMidbar, when they had the Mon, it was that Darga. That they reached a level that did not have to be Isaac and Parnas. And they're not Beoisik and anything else. So it comes out that the Darga of Rishon Bar Yochai is the Darga of the Mon. The Darga of Rishon Bar Yochai is that Darga when a person can raise himself up and lift himself over the needs of this world, over the challenges of this world, over the gashmis in this world, and be completely Shakua. And that perhaps is the Indian of the Simcha, that we are able, as we're approaching Shavuos, the days of the Kabbalah of Torah, we can uplift ourselves over the challenges that the Guf has for us. And we can lift ourselves up over. And Mr. Shem, through that, be Zoyche to touch at the very tip, perhaps a glimpse of the Darga of Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai in our learning, in our Avodas Hashem, and have Shaychus Mashu to that level. Shkoyach.